Very, very good evening here. It's right from the Women Agenda podcast. We have a very special recording contestant, Dahlia Wakefield here. How are you doing, Dahlia?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Not too bad, thank you. Yeah, I was obviously checking some of the stuff which you've done. Obviously, you sent me some information. And obviously, I was checking obviously the website, which we will display as well. And talk us about, obviously, you come from a very rural place we call Maidstone. Talk us about how was that and how did you get into music?
Well, my mom is such a music lover, and she would always just play music whenever. You know, we didn't really watch much TV, but there was always music on, and she listened to a variety of music from, you know, the Beatles to the Carpenters to Tanya Tucker to Loretta Lynn, pop, rock, country. So I was subjected to a wide variety of music, and I really like that. And it's basically the music that I perform in a lot of my bands right now, especially my cover bands. But growing up, you know, my mom really did encourage the music. I used to sing with my sister Delsa at every anniversary, special event, funeral, wedding. And so that kind of got us used to performing. And so I kind of always knew that I wanted to be a singer. And so, like, I would sing in my bedroom into my, you know, my hairbrush, pretending it was a microphone. And so, I decided that I would actually go for it. I started a band, and I really liked that, but I wanted more. So I decided to go to Grant McEwen in Edmonton to attend formal music school. I majored in vocal performance, and I made a lot of really great connections and some best friends that I still continue to work with and I connect with to this day. And so I am a multifaceted artist. I do wear a lot of hats, from managing to booking to, you know, doing harmonies and just, but overall, I'm probably in, well, I don't know, 5 bands, I think, and a few duos, and yeah, music is my life, and I love it.
So was this always that you would be appearing in bands, and or did you ever think, okay, I need to do some solo stuff?
Well, that's it right there. I did. When I graduated, I was trying to find the right band, and I just kind of couldn't. So I decided to write my own music, and I finally got a grant to put out my own stuff. And I put out 3 albums, but, you know, I never really toured with any of them. They were just kind of bodies of work. But now I've been writing music that really resonates with my soul, and I really want to get that music out really soon. I am part of the Dirt Road Angels. That is a country rock group, and we do write some of our own originals, and I really enjoy singing harmonies with them and being part of that collective. But at the same time, I really want to get my own music out there soon, because it is a, you know, it is a passion of mine to get my messages across as well.
Yeah, no, I was gonna mention that, like you said, Dirt Road Agents. I was checking some of the work they were doing, and they are very famous, aren't they? They're like doing a lot of stuff, a lot of music.
We have a lot of music. Yes, we do. We work. I think we've released 3 albums and many singles. And we're actually working on a Decade of Dirt tour right now. We've been together for 10 years. And wow. So we're doing some big shows. And hopefully, maybe we'll tour in the UK. You never know.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Coming to the UK,
Yeah.
definitely, definitely. That would be great to see. I mean, obviously, like you said, you've done a lot of stuff, a lot of music, and we'll mention your website, which is on here as well. This is your website, official website, dannywakefield.com, and everyone do check it out. And if you obviously check the video later on, do check it out at dannywakefield.com. Very in-depth website, gives all the information about how you got into music. So why does it say that? I was a bit intrigued that you don't. He says you're a bit of country, but then you're more of a rock. So how did that come with the mix of two music genres?
Well, growing up, we had pop rock country or pop rock radio station, and then all of a sudden it changed format to country. So then I was kind of forced to listen to that because there was no streaming on demand at that time or satellite radio. So that's what I listened to, and so I grew to love country music. And then some of my friends like to go to the country bar, the Trailside, and while I was in college, and so I thought, okay, well, I'll learn how to two-step and join them. And I actually loved singing the songs of, like, say, Martina McBride, Faith Hill, Shania Twain. Shania Twain is a really big influence because she does
Wow.
not only country but rock as well, and so she's been a big influence in my music. And I do perform a lot of her songs, but but I am a rocker at heart, and so I have a band called Dahlia and the Villains, and we do pop rock and country. I have a band called Kerosene that does hard rock. I have a metal band called Shocker. I have a heart tribute band called Brigade, and of course, the Dirt Road Angels is my country rock group, so I can satisfy every single genre. I just don't have an R&B group yet. Maybe one day.
How do you manage so many groups though? How does that work?
I'm pretty organized. I try to, like, that is, I don't have a day job. Music is my life. I do teach on the side as well, but I also sing solo at retirement homes, and I enjoy that greatly. So I get to sing the oldies, the songs that I don't get to sing in bands. So, a lot of Patsy Cline, a lot of Louis Armstrong and Etta James. So that's kind of older stuff I really enjoy as well.
Yeah, and I was gonna ask you about the retirement homes and how did that happen, the retirement homes? How did that
Well, to be honest, I if I look back, my mom was the one who got me and my sisters to perform at retirement homes, but she also would dress us up in Hawaiian costumes and
Wow.
sing Hawaiian music. And I said, "Mom, why are we doing this? We're not even Hawaiian." So that was kind of really interesting time period. But so I got my start, way back then, but then, I never did it for a very long time until I started Cooper Studios. That was my first teaching job, and the owner, Jack Cooper, had set me up with a bunch of retirement home to sing in, and so I really enjoyed that. But it was really when my friend David, he needed a sub for all these shows, and I thought, okay, what's the worst that could happen? They won't like me and never book me back again. But I loved it, and they loved it, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow, that is a bit the experience of doing stuff like that. It's nice for them as well. So seeing such a big a music
Yeah.
act performing for them, it must be a nice experience for them for those
It
guys.
is like it's sometimes it's very oh it's very heartwarming to me to see them get up and dance, or and sometimes they cry, and I just that really touches my heart But I also can't watch them because then I'll start crying. And there's this one time recently I sang, I can't even remember what song, maybe, oh, it was What a Wonderful World. And this couple, they got up to sing, or just, sorry, to dance. And this little girl, she just got up and started dancing along with them. But not only was she dancing with them, she had this little toy violin and she was pretending to serenade them. It was so cute. It was so
Yeah.
cute. So, yeah, I just, and then there's some people who will sit there stone-faced and then you think that they hate it, but then they'll come up to you and say, "Oh my God, you sounded so beautiful and I loved every moment." So you never know.
Wow.
But, and then there's some that just are just not that into music, and then they just leave, and so that's fine too.
You can't please everyone, can you, really?
That's right, but you hit the nail on the head right there. You can't please everyone, but I like to try, so that's why Dalia and the Villains performs such a wide range of music, and so we, and that's how we usually get into all the casinos. So, because yeah, they're not. We just, if I can do it, why not, right? If I can sing a whole bunch of different genres, why not? Sky's the limit.
And anyone in rock which you were inspired with, and any female rock singer?
Oh, yes, definitely Heart. I do have a tribute band named
Yeah, that's
Brigade, and so just Ann Wilson's voice. It's just her voice, her, she sings from her soul. And that just grabbed me. Also, Canadian artist Amanda Marshall. I love her. She's very soulful and bluesy. I like those soulful, bluesy, rocky voices. Alanah Miles, Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, I just, even Deborah Harry from Blondie. Oh, the list goes on. Pat Benatar for sure. Yeah, she's definitely. I love my 80s.
I've chatted to a few a female artists, and a lot of them do mention Stevie Nicks. They do definitely mention her. They're one of the her name does come up. When they're mentioning who they who do they listen to and they inspire, they definitely absolutely. Then I guess you realize how they've inspired people, with their music, with how they're doing. So how long have you been singing for then? How long have they been?
I believe I was singing in the womb, so a very long time. My mom put me on a stage when I was 5 years old, so
Wow.
I've been singing a long time,
Goodness
over
me.
30 years.
I can't even remember what I was doing when I was five.
Yeah, I
Oh my
remember
word.
it though. It
But
was terrifying.
were you terrified? Were you terrified?
I
You must
was
have been terrified when
terrified.
you were on the stage.
Oh yeah, I was terrified because I had never seen so many people on stage before, and I was a very shy child, and so singing was is in front of a lot of people was terrifying to me, number one. And number two, my mom, it was a multicultural event, and my mom taught me a Filipino song because I'm part Filipino, and I didn't know what the words meant, and so she made me sing this song, and I forgot the words halfway through and lost my voice, and but she came up and I think she helped me, and so that was good. But it's just, when you're 5, you're not used to that, and especially when you don't see it on TV or videos or anything like that back then, right? So but the more you do something, the less fearful you are, and I got over my stage fright finally. I still get nervous every once in a while, but not to the extent that it was. And I think that's probably why I sang with my sister for so long, is because, it was nice to have somebody there. And
That's true.
I prefer singing with other people and with the backing. I like singing in a duo because I love the harmony. But when I sing at retirement homes, I sing with backing tracks so that I still have that harmony. And, the the residents can hear the songs of their youth in that format. And so it really, to watch them as I'm singing, it perks them up. Like they'll be, oh, like I remember this, even though, like say they're in a dementia ward, they will remember. And so that's really, you know, a cool thing to experience.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice for yourself and nice for them as well. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely nice experience. And obviously, you've done, obviously, like you said, you've opened up with some big USA acts like Sammy Kershaw. I think Sammy Kershaw is a very big USA act. As when I type his name in, it came up like massive views and millions of views and stuff. So how did that happen, where you were opening up with so many big USA acts? How did that happen?
Well, for that particular show, it was Sammy Kershaw, Colin Ray, and Aaron Tippin. And it was just a traveling show presented by, I think, Charisma Entertainment. And Charisma, we know the promoter, and so they asked us. And so we performed in Kindersley, Saskatchewan. That was my first experience performing back in Saskatchewan, because since that's where I'm from, but only this time with a band. So it was very, very, you know, a very good experience for sure. I'd love to do more of that, and hopefully we get the opportunity to do that. Although right now we're focusing on our own shows, and you know, we're self-managed, so it's really a lot of work, but it's work that makes it feel worth it at the end of the day. You know, I'd rather be doing this than a day job where it's sucking the life out of me. And, you know, I feel like I have a purpose I want to help people, you know, inspire people with the messages within my music, but also with what I do. I do remember performing my very first time with a band, and I was petrified. It was my very first time. And this one girl in the audience said, "Oh my God, like, I just want to be like you. That's what I want to do when I grow up." And I'm like, wow, that's so nice to hear that. Yeah. So, and now I teach young budding vocalists, and it's so nice to see them soaring, you know. And I feel like I'm still an emerging artist too, because I've been doing so much behind the scenes, and I really haven't had a strong foothold in any genre. But you know, I just do what I love to do, and I hope other people enjoy it as well. I don't aspire to be, you know, famous or anything like that. I mean, I won't say no. If that ever happened, I wouldn't say no to $1 million, a $1 million record deal, or you know, I would just yeah, I would embrace it. But also, it's been very awesome being an independent artist too, because you get to make all your own decisions. But sometimes those decisions are very hard to make. And so it's sometimes easier if a record label was to just say, just do this and do that and do this and just show up. I'm like, okay. But yeah, whatever. That might happen in the future, might not. But I'm just happy with what I'm doing at the moment, and that's creating a lot of music right now. I've been working with a songwriter named Kevin Fry, and we are working on our 14th song, so we have a lot of music to come out very, very soon. So hopefully, we're actually going into the studio on Friday, so I can't wait.
Is it? I can see on the website it says that you're a piano coach.
Beginner piano, yes.
Beginner piano coach.
Yeah. I do play, but not really on stage. I just, if I had roadies to bring everything for me, including my guitar, that would be great. But I just don't right now. Maybe in the future, but I have patience to teach the young ones the basics and the fundamentals of music. And so I believe that every I think music is very important in one's life, and it has been proven to expand your brain capacity and your it's just a the universal love language, basically. So I'm just happy and blessed to be immersed in all facets of music right at the moment.
Yeah, and yeah, definitely. So, is it like you teach them via online? Is it like online teaching, or is it like face-to-face teaching?
Well, I have been teaching since 2011, and I find it easier to teach piano students in person. When the pandemic happened and I had to teach online, I was petrified. I was like, oh, how am I going to do this? Like, I can't guide their fingers. I can't even see their fingers half the time. And it was just really, really tough. I had to have my book, their book. I had to, yeah, we had to put position cameras just so. And we had to make sure that we had functioning and good internet that wasn't dropping in and out. And I remember that first half year, I would teach at one location and it would just keep dropping out. And I thought, how am I going to do this? But teaching, I do teach online in like vocals for vocals and in person as well. I always like teaching in person better, but I do teach online as well. And that's fine because sometimes people, I think after COVID, some people just enjoy learning in their pajamas and in the comfort of their homes. And that's awesome. Like if they, and it is a time saver instead of dealing with all the traffic. So it's the internet has definitely opened up so many different avenues.
Yeah, I mean, for my main job, obviously, this obviously isn't my main job. If it was, it'd be fantastic. But yeah, and even with that, when we had a chance to work from home, it was more like, yeah, let's try working from home, and then afterwards. Companies, a lot of companies in the UK, they got used to people working from home, and they go, yeah, this is actually cheaper for us, so, and then people started liking the advisors, and people started liking as well, like, yeah, it's saving us money. Let's just keep on working from home instead. So.
Yeah, like if they can remove the brick and mortar buildings and give you guys all raises, hey, why not, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And don't have to pay for parking and deal with
Yeah, I'll
traffic.
do all that
And
kind of stuff, yeah.
yeah, but it's like for me, I it's nice to be able to be have that opportunity to teach both in person and from home. But during COVID, it was really hard for me to deal with for performing because I wasn't used to doing online performances and accepting tips. And luckily, our government was able to provide a small donation of money to help
Yeah.
sustain us, but it just wasn't enough for me. And also, it just, it took our livelihoods away. It just, and I thought that I'd get so much done, but I really didn't. I don't know. Anyway, it was a nice little break because I was almost suffering burnout. I was going full tilt with so many bands, and so it gave me some time to really reflect on what was important and, what direction I really wanted to go in, and a
Yeah.
chance to write some songs and record some songs. And I actually have a really hard rock slash metal project that I'm still working on, but I also have an EP that I'm working on that is more alt rock, like more Canadiana. You've heard the term Americana, but this is Canadiana, so has elements of rock. But yeah, it's you'll just have to hear it one day.
Yeah, definitely. And so the single which says on your website, you don't get to win. Is that the single you're working on at the moment, or is
No,
it?
I worked on that in during COVID.
Oh, okay.
A friend of mine, she found out she had cancer,
Oh
and
no.
yeah, I was staying overnight at her house one night, and we were just having some drinks, and that night she said she heard some lyrics in her head, so she wrote them down before she went to sleep, and in the morning she says, "Let's write a song." I said, "Okay." And it was her song that was it was a song dealing with her struggle with cancer, with trying to fight it. And so normally I like to finish the lyrics and then, take a little bit of a breather and then go home and let the music percolate. But that day I just thought, no, I'm gonna power right through, and we're gonna and so I came up with two melodies, and she chose the one, and that's the one that you hear. And unfortunately,
Right.
she didn't make it, but that is my
Oh,
tribute to her and her fight for cancer. My dad also passed away from cancer as well, and so I de dedicate that one to anyone who is struggling with cancer, and so to never give up the fight. And
absolutely.
that
Yeah,
just
definitely. It is a
yeah
thing.
and
Yeah.
that and that is oh
Yeah.
That is actually a country song, and she loved country, and I wasn't going to go in that direction, but that's what she wanted, so I honored her wishes.
That's a really nice. That's absolutely is very nice what you did there. Definitely no, absolutely. Yeah, it is a tough thing, and obviously, absolutely. And yeah, you've so is so so what so is it the EP which you said you're working on? Is that the work which you're doing at the moment, the EP, or?
Well, right now we're just, yeah, an EP is what we're working towards, or an album. It just depends on how many songs we can record that. I don't actually know. We're just kind of go playing it by ear. It would be nice to do a six song EP. We have 14 songs, maybe a seven song EP, but just because we write a song doesn't mean it's going to be good, right? So sometimes, you have to write a lot to be able to pick the best. And so I decided, you know what? I'm just gonna just go for it. And an EP is easier than producing a full album. And these days, people just listen to singles anyway. So, but this EP will be, yeah, it's just, I've gone through a lot in my life, and hopefully my experiences with what I've gone through will help other people. And I'm going to be writing in, like, I feel it's easier to express that stuff through music than it is for me to just say, like, on Facebook or something like that. It's so blatant, I like to say things in a poetic way with music, and I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm really looking forward to working with a new producer and getting a new vibe going. I don't think I've ever put out anything quite like this, so it's going to be interesting to see where this direction takes me.
Yeah, definitely. And this is obviously your YouTube channel as well. YouTube at
Yeah.
Dahlia Wakefield.
Oh, there's so much old stuff on there. I need some new stuff.
No, I'm sure you get some new stuff added on there.
Oh,
Definitely,
yes.
definitely. I mean, you totally shocked me when you said you had five bands. I was totally stunned. I was like, what? Five
Oh.
bands? It's very managing one band is very difficult itself, and five bands it must be very, very hectic.
Well, there's a couple that I don't perform with all the time. They're very sparsely booked. Like for instance, my band Shocker, because actually I don't have to be the band leader for that one. So that one's just my get ready and go gig. And it just, I don't have to really make any big decisions for that one. The other ones I do, like the villains, well, and Kerosene Brigade and Dirt Road Angels. Well, we're a partnership, so, but there is still always a lot of work to do because we are, we've got big dreams. So, and we don't have, a manager that does all the business stuff. And so we have to do it. And, we've done it for a long time, so we're used to doing it. And, yeah, that's okay. But it does take a little bit away from the creative side, but we've managed to find a balance of doing both. So, which is very important because we haven't, well, our last CD was Extra Dirty and that was, released in 2018. And since then we've only been releasing singles. For instance, Dance in the Rain, that was recorded. The video was recorded in my basement during COVID. And, we had a million feathers to clean up, so you'll have to just check out that song, "Dance in the Rain." And I think we've put out "Dance in the Rain," "Where Is the Love," "Christmas Party," and now we're "Poor Us" is our newest single, and we're working on two others right now. So that's really exciting for that end of things. And also working on the details of our Decade of Dirt tour. So no. It'd probably be easier working with a tour manager. So maybe we'll think about that. So we're not so busy.
And okay, and the music, is it available via your website or is it available via the, you know, the online iTunes, Google Music, these kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. All our music is on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Deezer.
So do they type your name to find out? Do they have to type the band's name?
Oh, well, my name, Dahlia Wakefield, has only my originals and the songs that I've sang on. I've been singing on other people's music as well. Like, for instance, Tommy Schaaf, Sterling John, Zachariah. And pretty soon I'll be in the studio recording for Martin Collins III, but for Dirt Road Angels we have our own. Yeah, so just type in Dirt Road Angels and we have a lot of really cool videos, especially Extra Dirty. That one is my most favorite video production ever. We were covered in mud and it was just the best day. We had beautiful weather and everything went off without a hitch. It was, and the video really encapsulated all of that. And so, yeah. And it's also a song that, you know, was, I guess, number one on the Euro charts or something like that. And yeah.
It's done massive. I mean, the Road Angels. I mean, if you type in YouTube, I type the name in YouTube, your band's name, and it come up with thousands and thousands of views. First music single, so you can tell the craze is there. There's a lot of craze for it, demand for it. So it's doing really well, and obviously we can see. So do check it out. Do type her name and do check out the website as well, which is obviously wakefield.com, and do check out her YouTube channel. She'll be adding lots of stuff on there as well, and obviously do check out her latest music on there, and she'll be releasing a lot of new music, and we'll try to mention when she releases something as well, hopefully on the Woman Agenda as well. We'll try to mention it on here, give it a bit of a shout out and on there. So that this is obviously the YouTube channel again, on there. It has been a pleasure, Dahlia. Thank you very much for coming on, first of all, and it's been great to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I was very skeptical when I saw this message come through on Twitter, and I was like, oh, okay, well, sure, let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know if you had many people sending you messages on Twitter saying you
would have come on Twitter. No. So yeah. Usually Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Instagram,
That's okay.
I don't use as much as I use Twitter, to be honest. And there's a lot of recording artists who contact me by Twitter as well. And the others, they email me, send me messages on inviting my email address. Which anybody, you can get in touch, talentspotlight09@gmail.com. And lots of inquiries via email. So yeah, it works both ways. Social media is good in that way. Wishing you all the best for your new music. I'm sure you'll do well.
Thank you, and
all the best for your upcoming tours as well. Thank you very much, Dahlia, and have a fantastic rest of the day as well.
Oh, thank you. You too, Raj. All right, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.